An historic marker was unveiled at the site of what was once the summer home of Jean Brooks Greenleaf and her family. It's near the northmost driveway of Lakeshore Country Club.
So often, if people's lives aren't documented, they sometimes get lost. And that's particularly the case for women.
That's Maureen Whalen, a volunteer with the Grace Historical Society. She was researching this section of the town several years ago when she first learned about Brooks Greenleaf. The suffragist had a resume that would have made it seem unlikely that she would be lost to history. In 1887, she was elected president of the Rochester Political Equality Club, where she fought for all kinds of women's rights, not just the right to vote. But Brooks Greenleaf really came into her own in 1890. That's when she was named president of the New York State Women's Suffrage Association.
And she went all over the state getting women to form political equality clubs. And under her direction, New York State became the best organized state in the country.
How closely did Jean Brooks Greenleaf work with Susan B. Anthony?
As a matter of fact, there is a photograph of her with Susan B. Anthony, which was probably taken on this site, which is the site of her summer home and farm. And she shared the stage very often with Susan B. Anthony. And when she was chair of the Constitutional Convention campaign, she worked out of Susan B. Anthony's home on Madison Street. Up there, she was early in the morning to late at night, working up on the third floor there, where all their work took place. So they were very close friends.
But unlike Anthony and other suffrage leaders, Brooks Greenleaf did live to see women win the right to vote in New York State.
That was in November of 1917. She died the following March. 1918, so she probably didn't actually get to vote in a statewide election.
Jean Brooks Greenleaf was a woman ahead of her time in many ways. She had a father who made sure she had an education. She kept her maiden name, Brooks, throughout her married life, and now her name is known in our time. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.